live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio. This is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
Welcome in to the CDGA Golf Show here on ESPN 1000, also on 100.3 HD2. You can watch the show on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Tyler Aki, Mike Gilligan, usually with you on Saturdays from 8 to 10 a.m., but with you today on this Sunday from 8 to 10 right here on ESPN 1000 after some Bears football occupied the airwaves yesterday. We'll be back on Saturday next week from 8 to 10 a.m. here on ESPN 1000. This segment brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin. And speaking of Golf Elgin, Mike is out at Bowes Creek Country Club, and Mike Lehman, the Director of Operations and Head Pro at Bowes Creek, joins us here on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. Good morning, Mike. How's everything going?
Tyler, everything's great. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Well, this has been, I'm sure, a very interesting week for you and anyone who works in the golf world because of the extreme temperatures. I mean, today we're sitting at about, what is it, probably like 60, mid-60s, high-60s out there at Bowes Creek right now. But that was not the case on Wednesday and Thursday when we hit triple digits. How is it in terms of management of a golf course and making sure you've got good conditions throughout the rest of the week after dealing with the high heat from earlier in the week?
Yeah, certainly, safety is your number one priority as an operator. We're going to go into a day like that and make sure that, you know, everything's watered, everything's prepared on the golf course so that people can survive, because that's what it ends up being. It ends up being a kind of a survival thing. People don't realize that, things could break down for them out there, and they got to be hydrated. Quite honestly, I think a lot of people kind of use their noodle a little bit on that first Wednesday. I think Wednesday was pretty severe, and a lot of them kind of said, nah, we're not going to do this today. So we had some cancellations. But we had a couple events on Thursday, and, probably lost 20% of each of those events. But they went after it, and they, we were just warning people, letting them know, stay hydrated. It's critical.
Yeah, no doubt. In fact, Mike, it's so great to be out here. You talk about a room with a view off the back of your clubhouse here. You know, we've been working together for at least 5 years now or thereabouts. And, you know, it's funny, before COVID, the CDGA, we were at around 79, 78,000 members. And as we were scrambling before July 1st of 2020 and, Governor Pritzker eventually opened up golf, if I would have told you that, hey, the CDGA is actually going to grow to 105,000 members because of this, and you're going to start to see a heck of a lot of growth in the game of golf, what would you have said?
Well, I would have said, I'm looking for a new job. So, I figured golf was going to go in the trash. I mean, I felt like it was a little scary.
It really was. And I guess from your perspective, and one of the most respected operators in our district for sure, I love chatting about the business side of it because you have such a pulse on what's happening and what's going to happen. What are some of the things that have absolutely surprised you post-COVID as it relates to being now an operator at one of the finest clubs in our district?
Yeah, I think what I'm seeing, really is this influx of new customers. Probably 20% of our new action, if you will, new customers, are a different kind of breed. And it's one that we're probably not used to. Mike, you and I are probably a little more classic trained in regards to golf. The new guy is more of, I can go to the Cubs game, or I can go to the Sox game, or I could go to, play golf and have the same experience. And so they're bringing their music, and they're bringing a little bit more of a social nature, and a little less care about what they shoot necessarily. But some of them are really, really good players, obviously. But those are the things that are kind of different, that are kind of driving maybe some of our revenues. And I'll be honest with you, the biggest thing for me is that people are actually practicing golf. They want to get better. And that is super exciting to see our ranges. I mean, just to give you kind of a little tidbit, in the old days, prior to COVID, our driving range might do $50,000 a year, right? So we've got a couple of them. We've got the Highlands, and we've got this course. And so you might, you know, budget $100,000. This year, easily $250,000 operation. So
wow.
The abuse on the turf is huge because obviously they're practicing, right? So they're out there, they're banging balls, trying to, you know, make themselves a better player. You know, and of course, I always advise, you know, we've got Johnny Esposito out here as a, you know, feature instructor, and Jim Vogt at the Highlands. So, you know, you really should see somebody about your swing. But I think that, you know, it's amazing just the amount of traffic that we're seeing there.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. And you bring up a good point about the new golfers coming to the game. And as the new golfers are wrapping up their first or maybe their second season of really enjoying golf and really getting into it, as they wrap up the season, because let's face it, we're almost done here with August. Hard to believe. It just seemed like yesterday it was the 4th of July. But that being said, what would you advise some of these new players to do over the course of now the rest of the fall as they head into winter so that they can come out in the spring of 2024 even better than they packed it in here at 2023?
Absolutely. You know, I kind of, that's probably a secondary area where I see this incredible new growth in golf, and that is really winter golf, using the simulators, getting educated on their swing, being a student of the game with their instructor. We're doing a lot of that as well, whether it be instructing people all the way through the winter. But there's places now that are popping up that are really kind of probably that making golf a full season. You know, here in our area, we traditionally had a few months of, hey, what do you do in the winter, Mike? Well, you know, we prepare for the next season, obviously, is the answer. But, you know, now it's continued traffic. You know, hey, I want to play the simulators, or I want to, you know, keep on working on my swing. And that's kind of what they're doing is creating a full season. And I see the driving range, that boom, if you will, really allowing us to, you know, get to the next level. And yeah, that's kind of where we're at with that.
Yeah. So I guess in other words, you're really asking people or suggesting that they find a good coach, somebody that they can relate to, so that they can work with somebody indoors during the winter, and instead of falling behind, they're actually moving ahead and getting that muscle memory established for the spring.
Right. You know, I had the privilege many, many years ago to play at University of Illinois in Champaign with Steve Stricker, Mike Small, you know, some obviously talented athletes. And those players, you know, we did full season. Now, maybe not Strick. Strick would just, you know, just go from work and then put clubs in his hands, and he was a natural, right?
Right.
But, you know, like for the rest of us, you know, we would try to work on our game, and whether it be working out or staying healthy or training, those are the types of things that now golf, if you want to be a player in this next era of these young athletes, you've got to go 12 months a year. Just like they were doing with whether it be hockey or, you know, juniors. And, you know, you got to be full season. If you want to be that elite athlete, then it's 12 months all the time. Think, breathe, eat golf.
Yeah, and I remember growing up here way back in the day, and people would tell us that when we would go into winter, the kids in the South are continuing to get better while we're packing it in. But now with the evolution and the technology of these indoor simulators, it's allowing us to pursue golf 12 months a year. And to that point, we started a social competition series, and Highlands of Elgin and Bowes Creek are huge partners with us. And in fact, we were just over at the Highlands of Elgin last week. And we're really seeing, I see a lot of former athletes now playing in these events that weren't golfers before. And what I find is they have still this competitive edge about themselves. They want to win. They want to compete. But gentlemen and ladies that are wired that way, they want to get better. And so to your point, that's really what you want to do. If you really want to get better, you got to make an investment, and it really begins in the fall into the winter, doesn't it?
Yeah, we certainly see these very powerful athletes that are coming in and learning the game and bringing, you know, their skill set to the game. And that's really what I see not stopping in the future. You know, whether you're an old football player, has a knee injury, or you used to be a quarterback and can't quite throw the ball as well as you used to, or to that level, you know, like Jimmy Garoppolo or whatever level, you know, you've certainly, you know, will find that golf is a place that you can go and at least be competitive with your friends.
Mike Lehman.
So in your role here with really golf.
Mike Lehman, the director of operations and head pro over at Bowes Creek. So Mike, as we kind of head into the backstretch of the golf season here, what would you advise for going about creating an off-season plan for the rest of us who can't get down to Florida and go on a little golf trip in December and January? What would you advise as the method to go about an off-season program?
Well, you know, I guess I'm a little saddened because we're a little bit behind the eight ball here at Bowes Creek in the Highlands. We do have a simulator, but you need to find, number one, a physical plan. So determine, what you're going to do physically to get yourself healthy. So whether it be, you know, a fitness component, you have to add that in. You have to get an instructor that is year-round and available to you. Although it's not going to be as much action, obviously, as it is in the summer when you're seeing ball flight, seeing a responsive green. But, you know, I think that you need to find somebody, whether it be one of the staff here at Bowes Creek or the Highlands, or, you know, it might be a local place, you know, in St. Charles or, you know, any place around really where you're at, where your listener is at, that you find that is year-round. So you need to find a swing coach. And those two elements can get you through the winter and also playing. And, you know, those locations allow you to simulate your action.
So in your role also as director of operations for really 45 holes is really what you oversee, right? So you have a flavor, a golf course, a playing level, if you will, that meets the needs of everybody. Why should people come out to Elgin? Because first and foremost, I think these golf courses are absolutely phenomenal. But tell us, what's going on here in Golf Elgin that is so special?
Right. You know, I think I really have to attribute a lot of our success to my superintendent, Brad Legnioli. Brad is just an incredible professional. He is also a very good player, by the way. You know, obviously single-digit type player, handicap-wise. But you know he creates a great environment for us to provide to our customers. You know the unique thing that we have in Elgin is we have, you know, Wing Park, which is the oldest nine-hole municipal golf course in Illinois, a great place to learn to play. It's a place I learned to play. You know the that nine holes is there's not a lot of those out there. It's inexpensive. You can play in a couple hours. But more and more, I think people are finding out that that's a great place to kind of just hone your game and then kind of work your way up. It's something that we were told many years ago, hey, learn at the lesser golf courses and then improve your game to the point where you could go play the Highlands and Bows. And now I think a lot of golfers are saying, hey, I want quality right off the bat. But that's tough for pace of play, right? So, you know, Joe comes out to play golf, and Joe hasn't played a 139 sloped golf course, and Joe's going to play in 5 hours, right? And then he's not going to have a good experience because, you know, the people behind him are restless. So those are things that are challenges for us, obviously. That's why we have Ranger service all weekend, and you win and lose some of those. Some people feel that, hey, I'm paying a fee, so that's it. I'm done. You can't dictate, you know, what our pace is. But I'm sorry, the people behind you do dictate, you know, your pace of play. But these two courses are just the level that they are, the quality of golf experience that you get are above any. And like I said, that feeder program of having Wing Park makes us unique.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the view off the back of both of these clubhouses, I'll put them up against any public golf course in our district as far as beauty, just the, you know, the whole panoramic views of the entire facility. And Highlands used to be an old rock quarry, which was built into a golf course that it is today, which is really, really, really good. So looking at the industry now, where do you forecast the industry over the next 5 years?
Boy, you know, I know that was a pre-test question I know you gave me earlier, and I'm like, man, I don't know. So it's I've been wrong more than I've been right on that kind of forecasting. I'm pretty solid with the budget forecasting. I nail that all the time, but this is a little challenging. You know, I feel like, you know, we are not at the top. I know a lot of my fellow constituents would say, you know, yeah, I think we're kind of there. You know, we can't possibly make any more money. But I think what happens is the business becomes seasonal. And we need to dive into the seasonal nature of it, and that's where, you know, profitability can be for the operator. And also, you know, satisfying the needs of the customer who want to go full season, even though they live in Chicago and this is where they make their bread and butter. So I feel like, you know, there is an upside. It may not be in June, July, and August, right? But it certainly is in the fall. It certainly is in the winter. And that's where concepts like range concepts that might be double-decker range concepts that you might see even here, you know, conceptually, you know, Mike, you know, you and I have talked even to the idea of perhaps having a satellite golf house type concept here at Bowes Creek, where we could have a double-decker driving range that supports juniors and special needs community, and as well as those athletes that want to have a fitness component. So we have these ideas that will come out of it in the next, you know, 3 to 5 for those people who really want to elevate the game. And that's where we are, you know, at Elgin Golf and you know, whether it be the Highlands or whether it be Bowes, we're looking to things like that so that we can take care of those customers, and then this becomes their home as opposed to just saying, okay, we open, and when the snow flies, we're closed, I'll see you in 4 months. That mentality is absolutely not what it is for the future.
No, that's great. I'm so impressed by everything that you guys do, the level of service. So for people who want an amazing golf experience, I always feel September is probably the best month weather-wise to play golf. And I look at some of the traffic being kind of down because the kids are back in school. So I would encourage anyone to come out to try out Bowes Creek or Highlands of Elgin or Wing Park, for that matter, if you haven't already.
Yeah, fall golf is easily the best, Mike. You know, I think, you know, number one, it is for us golf people, right? People in the golf biz, you've been through the season. You can take a deep breath. You might even go out and play the course that you operate. And, you know, which is kind of funny, but like even today, the Highlands tee sheet's booked till 5 o'clock p.m.
Wow.
You know, this place has a couple times in the afternoon. We've got a golf app, you know, Golf Elgin app, and certainly you can download that and take a look at it. But, you know, if you're thinking of, oh, it's beautiful outside, I can play today, that doesn't exist anymore. You have to have some advanced, hey, it's going to be beautiful this weekend, be prepared, book your time. You don't go to the Cubs game by walking in.
No.
You know, you gotta pay for it in advance, and that's the nature of things. Be prepared.
Awesome. Well, Mike, appreciate you taking some time with us. Best of luck the rest of the way, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike Lehman, the director of operations at Bowes Creek Country Club, and also the head pro there as well. When we come back, we'll take a look at what's going on the FedEx Cup playoffs, and do you like the structure of everything and how everything is set up down the stretch. We'll discuss all that when we come back. Tyler Aki, Mike Gilligan with you on the CDGA Golf Show. This segment brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Golf is on your mind and on the air right now. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
This segment brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course. Tyler Aki, Mike Gilligan, usually with you on Saturdays from 8 to 10 a.m., but today on Sunday, we'll be back on Saturdays for the rest of the year. You want to join us, 312-332-3776. Tour Championship taking place down at East Lake in Georgia. And, you know, some people have some gripes here and there with the format of how the starting points for the final 30 here. So for those who are unaware, the leader in the FedEx Cup playoff starts at a 10-under advantage. They get 10 strokes to open up the final stretch here. Then second place gets 8, third 7 strokes, 6 for the fourth place, 5 for fifth place, and then 4-under for the group of 11 through 15. 16 through 20 get 3-under, and then 2-under, and it pretty much goes so on and so forth all the way to even, where if you're 26th through 30th, you start at even. So, for example, Scottie Scheffler, he starts the round 10-under for the start of the weekend here. But, Mike, overall, your thoughts on the way that things are structured, and do you think there needs to be change?
Well, you know, when I first started the week, I thought that the scale was too heavy for the leader. Now, I understand John Rahm's issue with all of this, that they weight this event so heavy that you could go from 1 all the way down to 30th in the matter of one event, and he doesn't think that that's fair, which I tend to agree. In most cases, the number one guy falls generally, if he falls, doesn't fall much further than, say, 3rd or 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand that, but if you are going ahead and putting the pacing, if you will, because you want to reward the number one player of the year in some way, shape, or form, no differently than when, you know, you do time trials at Indy 500, who's going to be in the pole position and that kind of thing. But by doing that, and you're saying you've got 30 of the world's greatest coming, but really, do all 30 have a chance really to win this week? I guess that's the question I ask. And, you know, at the beginning, well, when Colin Morikawa shoots 61 to open and goes from, you know, bottom of the heap up, it sort of negated my theory there. But at the same time, if I were to change it, I would change it in a way that allows the top 30 to be rewarded with all of their, you know, exemptions, their two-year exemption, and all the rest of the things that come along with finishing in the top 30. But I wouldn't have all 30 play. I would limit it to maybe the top 10 or the top 15, or if you need to be even, maybe it's the sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that plays, because truly, if you start to look at, you know, who's really playing the best this week, I mean, to be honest with you, it is Victor, but it's Colin Morikawa.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both tied at 198 shots. I mean, that's, you know, without taking the, you know, the shots or awarding, you know, the score before it actually starts. You know, so a guy like Xander and Keegan Bradley, they're really the 1, 2, 3, and 4 of who's really playing the best this week. So I just think that, you know, you got to do something for these players that, you know, do well all year or all season to earn the right to be number one. I just think that maybe it's a little bit heavy. So what I might do is say, hey, we'll bring in the top 15 or top 16, and I'll give him maybe a one-shot lead over places 2nd through 5, and then 2 shots over 6 through 10, and then 11 through 15 or 16. I might say, okay, you've got a 3-shot advantage, and then let him play. Or just bring all, you know, 10, 15 guys, and you don't handicap it in any way, so that you truly do see who's playing the very best on the last week of the season. But then to go to John Rahm's concern, you wouldn't drop any further down than 10th or 15th, if you will. So I think there's some tweaking, but overall, I still think I like the format. I think it's been interesting, especially with the changes this year. The only thing I might suggest that they do is rotate the venue. I like East Lake, but I think East Lake was picked originally because Coca-Cola was the title sponsor of this event in its very infancy, and obviously you know where that place is located. So
yep.
With that being said, I would love to see something made for TV. Maybe it goes primetime. You know, you start going out to the West Coast. Do you bring this thing to Pebble Beach? Do you treat it like a major championship and have a small rotation of courses, and Eastlake being one of them? But I think this format and this specific event having the top 30 in the world needs to be shared with other, you know, geographical spots in the United States, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the raw numbers for the staggering, and you see, oh, Scotty gets a 10-stroke edge over Sam Burns heading into this event, over Jordan Spieth, Tyrrell Hatton, like, it seems drastic, but when you think about it, this is a reward for the body of work that you've put forth for the entirety of the year. And I think when you think of it in that context, then I'm okay with the way that they stagger it. But I'm with you. I do think it would be better if they did shrink this thing down. I would probably go like 15, because then you're talking about, all right, the top 12% of the tour, as opposed to putting about a quarter of the tour into this thing. I would probably go with the top 15 in the world, because then you're shrinking from 50 to 15. I think that's a little bit of a better trimming there in order to gain the true champion of the tour, as opposed to, and then you probably figure the staggering's a little bit different when you start your strokes there. But can you imagine a golf tournament with 15 guys in it? I think that would be, when you talk about prime time too, because then you don't need and you see it here, you don't get the super early tee times anymore. You could really draw this thing and start it at what, probably 11 or so, 11 local time, and then play it through the rest of the day. I think it would be fantastic if you only had the top 15. I would be okay with the top 10, but I think I would probably go with the top 15.
Yeah, and I mean, again, you could go to places like, you know, do you film it at out in Las Vegas at a place? Do
you film it
at a course that we know?
You know how much we love West Coast golf from the majors that we've seen there, and how, oh man, like you get the later starts, at things are ending at 7-8 o'clock. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I think West Coast golf, to allow us to be in prime time, is absolutely amazing. And you could technically get this thing started on a Wednesday and end it on a Saturday night if you wanted, not to battle with football, or if depending on the schedule and the whatnot. But I think there's some great opportunity for them to increase, you know, the interest and the popularity, you know, whether you do staggered start or you don't. But I'll tell you, if you really wanted to award the number one player in the world, you let him pick which tee time he wants.
Yeah.
Does he want to be on the purest greens and go out first? Because going out first or going out last with only, what, a handful of groups is really not that big a deal. So you could allow the top player in the world to pick when he wants to tee off. He wants to be in the first group. If he's a fast player and wants the purest greens possible, you know, that could be entered into the equation. And he gets to pick where he wants to play the leader, you know, each day. Maybe they do want to play in the last group to see what they have to beat, and maybe they don't. Maybe they want to get out and get ahead of everyone and chase. So there's a lot of cool things I think you could do, but I think to make this really a true Super Bowl of golf, you've got that opportunity, and I think by, you know, taking some time zones into consideration, you could really, really make it popular for a lot of eyeballs to see at primetime television.
All right, when we come back, we are getting down into the nitty-gritty for the Ryder Cup. We will discuss who's in, who's out, who's on the bubble right now when we come back. Tyler Aki, Mike Gilligan, this is the CDGA Golf Show, and this segment brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki.
This segment brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of our three Chicagoland locations today. Tyler Rocky, Mike Gilligan. Let's talk a little Ryder Cup here, Mike, as things continue to get down the stretch here. Captain Zach Johnson is going to have some big decisions to make here as we go into the final stretch. But one of the notable things is Brooks Koepka has dropped out of the top six. Now, we do have the six automatic qualifiers: Scottie Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, Brian Harman, Patrick Cantlay, Max Homa, and Xander Schauffele. They're all in. Now it's down to the captain's picks and how Zach Johnson is going to round things out. And one of the guys that's really going to make life interesting and a difficult decision is Colin Morikawa and how he's sort of played here down the stretch. And the 61 that he put up the other day, he's played really good golf. He did have the three over yesterday, but outside of that, he's put together a great finish to the year here. But there's a number of guys who, you know, Zach Johnson is going to have his work cut out for him here as we head down the stretch.
He certainly does, you know, and you be careful for what you wish for because you just might get it. And he said, I want to have the hardest decision possible. And that's what he's going to have on his hands here. They've only got one more round today. He's pretty much, I mean, I can't imagine today's going to change a lot. It certainly could, I suppose, depending on who he's slotting in there. But, you know, Brooks Koepka, I mean, do you leave him on? Do you leave him off? There's a scenario out there that says that's what Justin Thomas gets that spot, right? Because then that way there'd be no live players. But I think if you're looking at getting the best 12 Americans together to go over there, you have to include Brooks Koepka. I think Brooks is the exception to the rule with this whole live thing in terms of how he handled himself, the way he dressed for majors, the way he, you know, went about his business. It felt like a PGA Tour player playing live sort of temporarily. Like, it didn't feel like he was all 100% in on everything from wearing the uniforms and talking the talk and being a thorn in the side to Jay Monahan. I think a lot of that is going to go in Brooks's favor, and I think Captain Johnson's going to pick him. So if you put him, you know, you go 7-8, right? So you got Jordan Spieth. The next one is Cam Young. Now, do we look at him as a guy who earned most of his points last year versus this year? If I'm Zach Johnson, I'm thinking I'm putting him to the side for a second. I put Colin Morikawa in there. I think he played himself right onto this team. I think he did that easily back on Thursday, if not even before. So I think he'll be a wonderful addition. You know, he's got a Ryder Cup record of 3-0-1. The next one would be Keegan Bradley. I mean, is he on or is he off? I think today and this weekend has played a big part in how he, I think, will make the team, and he'll bring a 4-3 record to the team. So that brings, that would be 10 guys. So now you've got two left. You've got Ricky Fowler out there. You've got Justin Thomas. You got Lucas Glover. You still have Taylor Gooch, Bryson DeChambeau, and DJ. You could consider them. Russell Henley could have factored into it. Tony Finau could have factored into it. But I think with the events that Russell and Tony are having this week, I think I take them out. So I have it down to, you know, two spots for three guys, because I'm leaving Sam Burns and Denny McCarthy off at this point. So to me, it comes down to either Justin, you know, or Lucas, you know, or
Ricky.
If you go back to Denny McCarthy or a Sam Burns and Ricky.
Yeah.
And Ricky. Yeah, I'm sorry, Ricky. So I'd probably go Ricky, and then it's Justin or Lucas.
And if you're going by who's been playing the best golf down the stretch, it's a no contest. Like, we haven't seen Justin Thomas the last 3 weeks. And I look at the decision, and that's to me ultimately going to be the toughest decision. I think Ricky Fowler, the way that he's played this year, probably going to get one of those final two spots. And then it comes down to Justin Thomas and Lucas Glover. And boy, it's tough to leave Justin Thomas off of a roster like this, but the way, I mean, he just has not been Justin Thomas this year. He really hasn't. He has been on the outside looking in pretty much ever since he won the PGA Championship last year. It's been really tough sledding for JT, and I think you got to go with Lucas Glover.
You know, it's interesting, and that's where all week. I'd vacillate between Lucas is on, JT's off. JT's on, Lucas is off. I just go back to that 16-5-3 combined record in this format between the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup. And he's 6-2-1 and has a 6-0 perfect record in four ball. He is, you know, the partner, generally speaking, with Jordan Spieth. So, yeah, it's a tough one. That, to me, is the it's either JT or Lucas. It's going to be one of the two, you know, unless he pulls, you know, the old I'm going to put those both on and leave a Brooks Koepka off. But then I think he's really leaving himself open for a lot of criticism should things go sideways over in Rome.
That feels like a you're cutting off your nose to spite your face type move if you're leaving Brooks
yeah,
off. With the way
exactly.
that he's played this year in the majors, like I really – Brooks has to be on this team. He has to be on this team.
Yes.
There's no way around it.
And I think – yeah, and I think the players want him on the team, honestly, because a lot of these guys hang out together down in South Florida. He's among that group. So – you know, as you really start to put this Ryder Cup team together, you got to be focusing on chemistry. Chemistry not only in the locker room, but chemistry out on the course when you're playing, but also out on the course if you're pulling and rooting for your team. So Justin Thomas checks the box on a lot of different ways, and he is a different personality than a Lucas Glover, and that could be good for the locker room versus, you know, Lucas is more of a, you know, soft-spoken, down-to-earth southern guy. You know, Justin is a little more fiery, in your face, and we've got to do something to change this 30-year drought of not being able to win on European soil. But yeah, I at this point I'm kind of, because I haven't seen a dramatic reason why from the play on the course this week to say that Justin's off the team. I think before I, at the end of the BMW, I was more like, yeah, he can't make the team. But as this week's unfolded, I can definitely see a scenario where he takes them.
Yeah. Lucas Glover has been just all right this week. He's one under for the week. 7 under for the tournament, given all the staggered start strokes that he was given to. So, yeah, like, he hasn't really done a lot to improve his stock here. But then again, you look at JT, and he's been on the sidelines this entire time. But he does have the history there. But it's going to be a really – it's one of the more interesting things that we'll see the rest of the year is whether or not Justin Thomas is on this team. It's one of the stories of golf this year because – his fall has been something that we, quite frankly, didn't see coming because 2023 has not been Justin Thomas's year, but he does have the chemistry. He does have the camaraderie. And like when you look at the roster, too, of golfers for the U.S., it feels like it's lacking a little bit of a voice to a degree. Like you've got a couple of first-time major winners on this thing, Brian Harman, Wyndham Clark, Scottie Scheffler, kind of a soft-spoken, quieter guy. Who's the voice? And it feels like Justin Thomas might be that guy who's sort of the voice of it all because what it would be him, Spieth. I don't know how much of a voice Brooks really is on something like this because he doesn't play on this tour anymore, on the PGA Tour. So you might need Justin just for the having a voice out there as a part of this team.
100% agree with you, and I think that's exactly the reason why Zach Johnson decides to select him. I just can't imagine a Ryder Cup without Justin Thomas, without Ian Poulter, without Lee Westwood, without Paul Casey, without Sergio Garcia. These are some of the villains. These are some of the major actors that have been a part of this Ryder Cup movies, you know, that have been coming out every 2 years. And now all of a sudden, Europe has none of these players, and we're in threat of losing Justin Thomas in the same vein. I think a lot of the characters would be missing, and I think, you know, he may not have earned it on the golf course this year in 2023, but I think his record, experience-wise, is worth something. And I don't know that we went to allow the captain to pick six to make sure he just goes by the next six. I think the Justin Thomas situation is the exact reason why we did give the flexibility to a captain to have six picks, to have a situation like this where he can maybe correct it, save it, put the guy on there, because having a Justin Thomas and them not having the Ian Poulters, the Voices, the Westwood, the Paul Casey's, the Sergio's, I think that also helps the American team a little bit. It may not be, you know, technically on the course in terms of what Justin was able to do in his season in 2023, but I can tell you one thing about Justin Thomas. If he thinks he's going to be picked, he is working feverishly at his game. He is going to be coming to Rome ready to make a statement and show the world why he was worthy of this pick. And I think Justin Thomas could be an absolute diamond in the rough for us and a real catalyst in both the locker room and on the golf course for the Americans to bring that gold chalice back to American soil.
It would be a heck of a redemption story this year for Justin Thomas if he did go out to Rome and make a little noise out there. All right, when we come back, we will go around the CDGA. This segment brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of our three Chicagoland locations today.
This is the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club, ESPN 1100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app.
Peggy and Dion, a special live broadcast today, live from the ESPN Chicago Football Fest at Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana. Show starts at 11. Football Fest tickets still remain, so join us live at the casino. Peggy and Dion, presented by Advantage Acura.
Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
Thank you to Kevin Zipak for producing today's show. This segment brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club, a pure golf experience. Peggy and Dion are coming up at 11 a.m. live from Football Fest at Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana. Still time to walk up and get tickets there if you want to join us at Football Fest. This segment, I mentioned, brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club. Mike, what is going on around the CDGA this week?
Well, we got a lot of things going on after an extremely hot week of weather. We do have the final Net Better Ball of the season, the series, before we have the finals at Kemper Lakes in early October. So they'll be letting it rip tomorrow at White Eagle Country Club. We will also be raising significant money for the CDGA Foundation out at the Chicago Highlands for our annual On the Tee for Autism fundraiser. And if you'd like to donate, please go to cdga.org and click on Giving Back and then Donate Today. Due to the excessive heat that I mentioned earlier this past Thursday, we had to postpone the final four-person scramble qualifier at Sunset Valley to Monday, September 18th, where the final six teams will fill out the championship field to compete right here where I'm at today, Bowes Creek Country Club, on Friday the 22nd. As a result, we do have a couple of spots that did open up. So if you have a four-man or four-person scramble team that you would love to get entered, go to cdga.org and click on competitions and then click on social competitions and then just sign up for the event. The Illinois State Senior Amateur Qualifiers start this week. On Monday, they'll be at Blackberry Oaks. On Wednesday, they'll be at Coyote Creek, as well as Glenview Park. And also, the U.S. Women's Amateur Qualifier, the U.S. Senior Women's Amateur Qualifier, will also be happening at Glenview Park this week. So good luck to all of the seniors, both men and women. The Illinois Senior Amateur Championship will be played September 18th to the 20th out at Rockford Country Club. CDGA members, remember, you get $2 off any Jersey Mike sandwich at any Chicagoland Jersey Mike's. For those who want to come out and experience Bowes Creek, CDGA members, you can enjoy 18 holes of golf with a cart for $59 here Monday through Wednesday before noon, and that offer is good through the end of the month. And then also, breaking news, we've got now new Titleist items in the golf shop. They are officially loaded in there. You can buy Pro V1 golf balls, Titleist apparel and headwear, as well as valuable pouches and other accessories. So Pro V1s delivered to your door for $54.99. And when you do that, includes tax, includes shipping, and you're also enabling us to do the things that we do for our foundation, and that is for therapeutic and accessibility for golf for our veterans, individuals with disability, and our youth. So when you are buying in our golf shop, you're also doing a good thing as it relates to our foundation. So that's it. And fix a ball mark and replace a divot and enjoy your week.
All right. Appreciate everyone listening. We'll be back on Saturday at 10 a.m. or 8 a.m. rather, on ESPN 1000. This segment brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club, home of 42 practice bays with top tracer technology. We'll be back Saturday, 8 a.m. here on ESPN 1000.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app.